KQED.
Community health clinics have never really had to compete for customers. They're typically the healthcare provider of last resort for people without coverage. But some 4 million Californians are set to get insurance under the new federal health law. As Alex Liu reports, savvy clinics are turning to online reviews to spread some positive PR.
2 years ago, Karen Z of San Francisco lost her white-collar job in the music industry and the health insurance that came with it. The peppy 32-year-old had to move back to her childhood home. She's found some part-time work, but still has no health benefits. A few months ago, she needed to see a gynecologist, so she turned to the web to find a clinic.
I went on to Yelp, and the women's clinic seemed really clean and nice from the photos and from all the reviews, and so that's how I decided to go there. And they almost had a 5-star review, so that's always good.
C found the highly rated Women's Community Clinic, which offers free medical care to the uninsured. Free clinic horror stories left her wondering whether the care would be as good as what she had when she was insured. But when she arrived, what she found matched the stellar online reviews.
The doctors were really nice and helpful, and they would talk you through things. Everyone was super friendly. I've had a good experience there. I would go back.
For clinic director Carlina Hansen, that's exactly what she wants to hear. Her clinic has one of the highest online ratings for community clinics in San Francisco, and she says that brings people through her doors.
When we last reviewed our clients, we actually found that the number one way that people found out about us was online.
Hansen suspects two things are going on. First, middle-income workers who have recently lost their insurance, like Karen C., instinctively turn to the web to look for health care. Second, with new technologies like smartphones, lower-income customers are finding it easier to get online. Recent estimates show almost 60% of lower-income households have internet access, a figure that jumps dramatically each year. For Hansen, this surge is critical because community clinics soon stand to lose many of their patients. Starting in 2014, millions of Californians are expected to be eligible for government subsidies to buy private insurance to see any doctor they'd like. And Hansen says she'll need to compete for their business.
Community clinics can no longer afford to see themselves as being in a different marketplace or a different care environment. That means that our online presence is that much more important.
So throughout the brightly lit clinic, Hansen has posted signs reminding patients to review it on sites like Yelp.
We have signs in the restroom, the elevator, you know, wherever.
She even provides free wireless internet so patients can submit a review while waiting to see a doctor. As it turns out, there are thousands of community clinic online reviews. To get a better idea of the patient experience, researcher Heidi Gantwerk of the Blue Shield of California Foundation read almost all of them. She found patients of these public clinics were willing to excuse a lot if they felt respected.
When the office staff was nice, when they were respectful, people would excuse, you know, waiting rooms that maybe weren't upgraded or clinics that might not have been in the nicest area, longer wait times. However, when they felt that people were not being polite to them, were not listening to them, and were somehow treating them as less than, then they would express that fairly articulately online.
Gantwerk says if clinics can address those concerns and generate positive feedback, that will help them attract newly insured customers in the coming years.
If clinic users can feel that sense of not being stigmatized using a clinic, that they're going to treat me differently because I'm poor or because I have to bring my kids with me to the appointment or, you know, because of the services I need, for whatever reason, people are concerned about stigma. So if clinics can address that, it may help them retain some of those patients and then use those ratings to attract new ones when the choice is there.
Gantwerk also found that clinics garnered good reviews if they had a strong community presence. She says clinics that engage in outreach and education in their communities are much more likely to be seen in a positive light. For the California Report, I'm Alex Liu.